Kicking off the new year with a bang. In the heart of New York's Chinatown, hundreds brave the cold and snow for a glimpse of the New Year firecrackers. Public schools in the city have closed for this holiday for the very first time, and families aren't allowing a little inclement weather to dampen their mood.
It's a big deal because we can celebrate it, or the Chinese people can celebrate it, as well as like the Christmas that we enjoy, everybody enjoys it.
It's about time they started doing that. When I was a kid going to school here, they'd have had it, so I would take a sick day or, you know, take a leave.
The Year of the Monkey is associated with energy and mischief. And armed with drums and confetti, New Yorkers are trying to get into the spirit. The city is home to over a million Asian Americans, and Executive Director of the Chinatown Partnership, Wellington Chen, says New York's Chinatown is a special place to ring in the new year.
New York, this is one of the oldest Chinatowns, so you can't beat. No other Chinatown has the kind of history, the roots, the deep culture, and the connection to the Statue of Liberty in the harbor.
But the firecracker ceremony in Chinatown is just one part of the city's efforts to celebrate the Year of the Monkey. Across Manhattan, a cross-cultural art exhibit has opened, celebrating the works of established and contemporary artists from the US and China. It's part of a five-day festival taking place across the city, and chair of the US-China Cultural Institute, Shirley Young, says she hopes to make the new year more than just a celebration.
I hope what this overall celebration does is really to help people understand better in a deeper way, through the arts, through the kids, through nature, what modern China is about.
New Yorkers have also been treated to a huge fireworks display on the Hudson River to ensure the Year of the Monkey gets off to a flying start. For CRI, I'm William Denslow in New York.